I'm Foster Brown, and this is a very special edition of the Internet Advisor, our first one of 2015, and also a three-hour program. This hour, we're talking about security, and we're going to rejoin Richard Steenen of IT Harvest. Ed, Cal, and Gary are in studio here, and we also have Ridgely Evers online, who is with the Trust Pipe Company. We're going to find out what his magic sauce is in just a moment. We've asked all of our folks here, by the way, to give us their predictions for 2015, and one of the ones Cal came up with was about wearables, and he likes the Mac platform in particular, and he says the Apple Watch, while being functional as well as stylish, will be aggressively priced, and people, especially the Android complainers, will really fuss about that. The device will be more jewelry with tech than tech with jewelry, and it will be the subtle justification for the price. He says, I can't wait to hear Johnny Ive describe this one.
Well, you know, that reportedly coming in at over $300, and me wearing my Pivotal Living Band that I bought for $12, you know, there's a
not likely
wide,
to happen.
There's a wide spectrum there. But you know what's interesting is that there is already talk, before the Apple Watch has even come out, there's talk about Glance, which is their new way of describing microbursts of news. And we thought Twitter was really short. Well, now they're talking about Glance, where you just, you know, just wiggle your wrist and you'll get another burst of news.
Of information, whatever that information is.
It's kind of interesting. And we're already talking about it. People are really jumping on the bandwagon. I have no doubt that Apple Watch is going to be successful.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about that in the second hour and the third hour as well. Right now, we're talking about security. And originally, as we were closing out this last segment, we talked about the existing ways that security is handled, getting the bad guys or preventing them from coming in. And you said one way was signatures. In other words, that there was a certain way that the bad guys identified, the virus that was identified, and they could read that, or heuristics, which is about behavior. Now, you said you've got a third way. So what's the magic in your third way?
Well, the magic in our third way, it really ties back to what our underlying premise is, which is that whether you're a corporation or a government or somebody at home, what you really want to be is safe. You don't really care about understanding who shot at you or what the size of the exit wound was. You want to be not shot in the first
place. Exactly, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the security industry has really evolved over time much more towards what we call forensics as opposed to prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And our thesis was that those two basic models, signatures and heuristics, were intrinsically flawed. And Kanan's insight was that there was a different way to analyze data. And we have a very important patent around that. And essentially, the way I like to describe it is to say, is to think about DNA, you know, and mice. Suppose you have a policy that you want no mice in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the signature-based model says, every creature that comes in, I need to take out their DNA and I need to look at all of it and say, does this match this mouse and this mouse and this mouse and this mouse and this mouse? Mm-hmm. So it's a long list and a lot of data to compare.
Right.
The heuristic model says, is it mousy? Right? It's basically.
Walks like a mouse,
and
squeaks like
mousy,
a mouse.
Hey, you should take a look because, you know, in the signature model, if I spot something that's absolutely a mouse, I can say, no, out.
Yep.
Right? It's absolutely confident. But if that mouse, you know, mutates a little bit, suddenly I can't see it.
Right.
If it's on a heuristics model, it's ishy, mouse-ish, and so I can't take action on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I have to call you in to say, hey, look at this and make a decision.
So you identify kind of a suspicion level.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
And unless you're really, really, really mouse-averse, you know, it's okay for your dog to come in the kitchen, but it has mousey attributes. It's got 4 feet, and it's got a tail, and it's
right,
got
whiskers,
ears, and pointy nose, and yeah. You know, so both of those models have intrinsic flaws. What we figured out, though, is that just as is the case in DNA, there are distinctive markers in network traffic that absolutely authoritatively define it. So, for example, if I looked at all the DNA for all the different types of mice, it would turn out that there are only a handful of base pairs in the genes that authoritatively say this is a member of the mouse family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody? Yeah. And those are the markers.
All I have to do is look at that. Look at the DNA and say, are those markers present? I don't have to examine the whole string or anything else. Just say, are those markers present? If they are, this is a mouse. And if they aren't, it can't be a mouse.
Okay.
And we can do the same thing with network traffic.
Ah, okay. So right?
Is this an attack? Mm-hmm. Is this a virus? Is this an escalation of privileges? Is this reconnaissance? All the different tools that the hackers use in the hacker toolkit to come in over your network, we have trained TrustPipe on. And here's where it gets really interesting. If you own one of the main antivirus programs, mm-hmm. the database that's on your machine is about 350 megabytes in size.
Yeah, true.
And it's updated constantly, and mm-hmm, when it runs, it grinds your computer to a halt. One of the ways they prevent bad things from happening is you just can't use it.
Often that's true.
Right. So we trained TrustPipe using terabytes of virus information, over 50 million different viruses. And TrustPipe came back and said, you know what, there are actually 13 kinds of virus. Out of these 50 million, there are 13 families.
Ah.
And all the others are just variants within those families.
And that's the base DNA you're talking about, right?
Well, here's the base DNA. TrustPipe came back and said, by the way, I can identify every member of every family in 415 bytes of data.
Oh, my Lord. 415 bytes.
Correct.
That's not even a megabyte. I mean, folks, this is tiny.
415 bytes.
Wow. How long has this been going on? By the way, we're talking with Ridgely Evers about TrustPipe. So how long have you been doing this? Why haven't we heard about you before?
We've been working on this since 2010.
Okay.
And we've kept it very, very quiet because the claims, as Richard will attest, the claims are provocative.
Right.
So,
And so we wanted to make absolutely certain that what we were saying was true.
Now, you know, looking or the way you're describing it is almost following a suspicion that I've had about the programming and how viruses work on the network, is that they really don't follow the rules as far as network protocols or how to follow the coding within the operating system. So as far as network rules, I mean, to me, it almost sounds like what you're saying is that they're actually putting data on the network that doesn't follow the protocols of network packets. I mean, that's how I translate what you're saying.
Well, interestingly, TrustPipe doesn't understand the concept of a virus. It doesn't understand the concept of a remote root compromise. It doesn't understand any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All it understands is, here's a body of data that was classified by experts as having something in common. And now I, TrustPipe, have gone out and figured out from a purely digital perspective, as opposed to the analog perspective that humans use, what it is that binds this set together.
Now, I have to ask you, because we're getting near the end of this and I don't want to lose this, is this available now to our listeners?
It's available for Windows XP.
Okay.
At TrustPipe.com. And we'll be rolling out versions for basically every operating system, including all the subsequent versions of Windows, over the coming months.
So if you go to the site right now, you can simply put in your email address, as I did, and you will then receive an email when that system is ready. And then it's
correct,
literally $5 for 5 years of this kind of protection. Ridgely, I'm sorry we've run out of time now, but I want to definitely keep on following this up with you and Richard with you as well in the coming year.
I would love to do that, and I'd really love to talk about the Internet of Things, which is the biggest issue that faces everyone at home.
We will have you back on to do that again. Thank you so much, Ridgely, for being with
us.
Richard, thank you for being around as well.